Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners. Hello, listeners. What kind of music moves you? Thank you for joining me, Estra, this June 8th, 2013, for talking about you with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently on YouTube under Estra's blog. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car wreck. Today's topic will be on you and using music for comfort after a car wreck. There is nothing like music to soothe the savage beast inside of all of us. Use it today to reduce the stress, pain, or suffering of everyday life. It has a way of reuniting our bodies and minds and souls, bringing us into balance with who we really are and our worldview. Music can move people in very personal ways. Also today in our program is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and using music for comfort after a car collision, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Is your life full of chaos after a car accident? Is daily peace hard to find? Try using music to calm and soothe yourself after a distressing or painful day. Let your mind drift or dream and relax. Make this your time for you to enjoy what's important in your life. Although this may not eliminate chronic pain, suffering, or the trauma from life experiences, it may help to process the information or at the very least place it into perspective. Yes, music has a way of providing understanding into many life experiences and allow a way of communicating it within ourselves. So let's explore music variety today. At times during the show, the music will be allowed to shine as interludes, so take a moment to explore and get to know maybe a new genre. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in an accident are up for discussion. So dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385 right now to participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you wants to learn about how music has impacted your life. If you're calling the show after hours, call 206-203-4686 to provide your comments, or you can also tweet me at Estra's Radio Show. And that's one word, Estra's Radio Show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view it every Wednesday on Estra's TV. Remember, it's YouTube user Estra's blog. We're coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Personally, firsthand, I understand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Other notable mentions for this week include June 14th, which is Flag Day. TimeAndDates.com describes Flag Day in the United States as, quote, "People across the United States celebrate Flag Day on June 14 each year to honor the United States flag and to commemorate the flag's adoption. On the same day, the United States Army celebrates its birthday. So next week, happy birthday, United States Army, and thanks for all that you do." I'm going to go back into the article. That was just my little tidbit there. Flag Day falls within National Flag Week, a time where Americans reflect on the foundation of the nation's freedom. Oh, I have to stop right here. Freedom. I wonder if, I think now that, in my opinion, this is just a side note, in my opinion, a lot of Americans are realizing how their personal freedoms are just being squeezed today. And I hope that many recognize that the only way to stop that compression is to stand up. Otherwise, we're going to end up like being in a ball. Just, you know, it's a very bad situation. So remember at this time about that this is about our freedom and about choosing how we're going to live. And that just takes all of us to stand up. Okay, I'm going to go back in the article, quote, "The flag of the United States represents freedom and has been an enduring symbol of the country's ideals since its early days. During both events, Americans also remember their loyalty to the nation." I have to stop there. We have to really remember that. That's what we need, is to have loyalty to the nation. We should have more than 1% of our people going, of our young people going into the military to support our country. You know, that tells you who really values our country. And only 1% of us go in to serve. That leaves a lot of burden on just a small percentage of our population. And I know that we need some work in our military as far as, you know, making it so it's safe for everyone. But that's really got to change. 1% of our population going into the military. What has happened in this country? We really need to think about what we're doing and what our choices and priorities are. But I'm going to go back. All right, I'm going to back up just a little bit so you can catch up to where we are. Quote, "During both events, Americans also remember their loyalty to the nation, reaffirm their belief in liberty and justice." I have to stop there. Oh, my goodness, this one sentence is just packed with what things to talk about. Liberty and justice. When you have 99% of the people not getting much liberty, not getting much justice, it's time for change. But you know what, poor people? And I'm calling you out by name, poor people, because most people in our country now are poor people. There's no middle class. You're just a little bit better off than the poorest of the poor, but you're still poor. And the only way to change that is to realize that the systems that where we are not working. You need to vote vote in 214. Please vote in 214. It's not going to stop. If you get too busy with other things, that's not going to stop the direction of the path of our country. The only way that's going to happen is if you take the time to vote. Okay, I'll try to get through more of the article this time. Quote, I'm going to go back and read this sentence since it was so potent. "During both events, Americans also remember their loyalty to the nation, reaffirm their belief in liberty and justice, and observe the nation's unity." I'm sorry, I just have to get this last part, unity. You can see our Congress has been anything but unified. You've seen where their interest is, a lot of it, their own and not the American people. We have our infrastructure falling apart. We still have a high unemployment rate. We have people living on the streets. We have people who don't have health care. Fortunately, Obamacare in 214 is actually going to move more people and being covered. So, and don't be afraid of that program. Go out to healthcare.gov. I repeat that, healthcare.gov, and actually read about it for yourself. The cost goes down. Okay, so make sure, for most people. Okay, so go out there and make sure. Don't, every time our society, somebody says something to make you scared, don't get scared. Make it a red flag to say, okay, they're trying to scare me. I'm not going to be scared. I'm going to stand up and actually get accurate information. If that's possible in our day and age sometimes, I'm going to get accurate information. I'm going to base my decision on facts, not because of what somebody else said. And I'm going to take the time to find out those facts. I'm not just going to just hear it and just believe that it's the truth. I'm going to investigate it and find out. And I'm not saying you have a lot of time to spend investigating, but just try to find out what's really important and try to hear different points of view so that you can evaluate what you think about it. Because if you're only listening to one side, then you're not probably necessarily getting the full story. Whoa, what a power-filled sentence that was. Okay, I'm going back to the article quote. "Many people in the United States honor this day by displaying the American flag at home in public buildings. Other popular ways of observing this holiday include flag-raising ceremonies, flag day services, school quizzes and essay competitions, about the American flag, musical salutes, street parades, and awards for special recognition. Organizations such as the National Flag Day Foundation are actively involved in coordinating activities centered on events and keeping the flag traditions alive. Following Flag Day is Honoring America's Days, a 21-day period through the Independence Day, which is July 4th, to honor America. During this period, people hold public gatherings and activities to celebrate and honor the nation, end quote. And that's something we do need to do. We need to honor the good things about our nation because there are a lot of great things. And I always like to remember to say that there are everyday heroes out there doing so much, not getting any credit, not looking for credit, just doing the right thing because it is the right thing. And anytime we can help to make this a better place with just the most simple things, just being kind. And, you know, I think that being mean and hurting people is really overrated today. It doesn't mean that you have to be somebody that you know, you just are walked over. I'm not saying that. That's not what I mean by being kind, because I think that everyone deserves respect. But I think a lot of people have been hurt and bruised, and they're just hurting and bruising others, and that's just not the way to go. Well, the only thing that leaves is more pain scattered around and make it more difficult to get back to balance as a society. But this is an excellent article on Flag Day, and there is much more to learn at this website. So make sure to go out and visit timeanddate.com. I found the whole article fascinating. Also, each year, the President of the United States does a proclamation. So President Obama's 2013 Flag Day and National Flag Week proclamation is as follows, quote, "Each June, our nation lifts its sights to the flag that has watched over us since the days of our founding. It's those broad stripes and bright stars we see the arc of the American story, a handful of colonies to 50 states, united and free. When proud patriots took up the fight for independence, they came together under a standard that showed their common cause." And I have to stop right there, because that is something we need to do today. We really do need to come together and stand under a common cause. And in my opinion, that common cause is just economic fairness in our wages, in our hours people are working at. I mean, people are working so many hours that they don't have a lot of time with their families. They're asking why the education of children and what's happening to them. And I think it's the family. I think that for some reason it's our society's become skewed in thinking that corporate America has created a society of slaves, and that's not a balance. And slavery is not a great thing. I don't know if people think it is, but it's not. You know, advertisers can do a lot of things, but slavery is not, should not be one of the things of where we're going. And basically, at the end of the day, when your life is all said and done, what is it that you want it to reflect? What is it do you want to show? A life's work, is that a part important? In my opinion, yes. A life's work is important. But a life of relationships and respect and moving a country in a direction, not in a Pollyanna sense. So I don't want you to think I'm thinking this is just all, you know, nice and comfortable. There's a lot of things that you have to stand up, and you have to stand up and defend, and that's not necessarily easy. But you have to be able to come together as a common cause and say, you know, when we have a storm and we need federal assistance, it should be there. It should not be for some to decide, well, we don't want our government. But the government is there for all of us, and it should be used in a way that helps all of us. And our government workers should be respected, including the IRS workers. To me, in my opinion, and then I'll get back on the article here in just a moment. In my opinion, a lot of the stuff with the IRS is around the political section of Obamacare, of trying to cause a lot of problems so that going forward, it makes the IRS more fearful to do the things that it needs to do. And in my opinion, if we allow certain segments of our society to run us ragged with fear and intimidation, then they're going to have our country. And they've got a lot of it right now. Look at all the stuff that they were talking about this week with our privacy. There's so much going on that, America, this is no time to be sleeping. Wake up. Realize what Flag Day means. and what people have given in past generations to get us to where we are, do not let it go, because we're so interested in entertainment, or we're just not really wanting to do the hard thing. You know, sometimes doing the hard things makes us appreciate some of the fun things, and know that we've done what we can to make it better for the next generation. And as we've seen, our next generation now is not moving, it's not going to be ahead of the past generations. And why is that? Why is that? That's not because of the majority of the people who are now poor, unless you want to talk about it being that people haven't kept up, gone out and vote, evaluated who they placed in office, and held them accountable. But that's a whole new show. I'm going to go back to the proclamation here. Quote, when proud patriots took up the fight for independence, they came together under a standard that showed their common cause. When the wounds of the Civil War were still fresh and our country walked the long road to Reconstruction, our people found hope in a banner that testified to the strength of our union. I need to stop here for just a moment, because we don't actually spend a lot of time talking about Reconstruction, because in my opinion, we're not in a Reconstruction phase as in history, but there's things right now that have changed. But the point I want to make about in Reconstruction, African Americans at that time began to actually run for office and do a lot of great things and grow. And they're built, and that's actually when the KKK came actually into being, was to try to reduce that type of growth and put African Americans back into more of a slavery mode. And I would just challenge each one of you to look at America now and say, are we in a slavery state of just all Americans? Has credit card debt, has the way in which systems have been set up causing most of the people, not because they want to be in that situation, but to live as seniors now, being $50,000 in debt in their golden years? There's a lot of things we need to think about what we're doing and who's leading us. Are we just being led to the trough for slaughter, so to speak? And if it is, can you choose not to go there? In America, so far, you can. So make sure that you really are standing up to the things that are important, because if you don't wake up, if you keep falling asleep and turning your life decisions, your votes, just letting them go by the wayside, then more of this stuff's going to happen. And one day you're going to wake up and you're going to wonder, is this the United States of America? But, all right, am I going on? Whenever our country journey takes, wherever our American journey has taken us, whether on that unending path to the mountaintop or high above into the reaches of space, old glory has followed, reminding us of the rights and responsibilities we share as citizens. This week, we celebrate the legacy and we honor the brave men and women who have secured it through centuries of service at home and abroad. Let us raise our flags high for small town storefronts, to duty stations stretched around the globe, and let us look to them once more as we press on in the march toward a more perfect union. To commemorate the adoption of our flag, the Congress by joint resolution approved August 3, 1949, as amended 63 Statute 492, designated June 14 of each year as Flag Day, and requested that the President issue an annual proclamation calling for its observance and for the display of the flag of the United States on all federal government buildings. Congress also requested by joint resolution approved June 9, 1966, as amended, 80 Statute 194, that the President annually issue a proclamation designating the week in which June 14 occurs as National Flag Week, and call upon citizens of the United States to display the flag during that week. So make sure that you get your flags out. That's me adding that. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim June 14, 2013, as Flag Day, and the week beginning June 9, 2013, as National Flag Week. I direct the appropriate officials to display the flag on all federal government buildings during that week, and I urge all Americans to observe Flag Day and National Flag Week by displaying the flag. I also call upon the people of the United States to observe with pride, I want to say that again, with pride, and all due ceremony those days from Flag Day through Independence Day, that's the 21-day that we were talking about in timeanddate.com, also set aside by the Congress, 89 Statute 211, as a time to honor America, to celebrate our heritage in public gatherings and activities, and to publicly recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States. I have to stop here because I am just amazed how many people do not know the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And I hope that you will go out and actually Google that or whatever search engine you prefer to use. There's Yahoo. There's a lot of them out there. To be able to, if you don't know it, to maybe recite it each day this week to remind you what our country stands for. And I just wish that we would put that back in our schools because I think it's a uniting force for all of our citizens. But I'm going to go in and just finish this quote for the president. In witness whereof I have hereto set my hand the 7th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013 and of the independence of the United States of America, 237, Barack Obama, end quote. You know, many generations have fought, died, and made incredible sacrifices in order to lift up this country to a standard many places in the world hold with high regard. Each generation is responsible for moving the United States forward. In this country, there have always been a segment of society that attempts to hold the reins on some of the American people, which attempts to squash their dream. However, when the U.S. citizen holds onto the dream, add determination to it, and stand up together as a majority, not backing away from the fight, we improve as a society. We stop suppressing individual rights. Women, children, people of color, poor whites, immigrants have moved forward, yet for our flag to truly be inclusive, the rights of must be equal in opportunity, hope, and daily needs being met. Reflect on what you in this time and age can do to keep our country moving forward. Poor or wealthy, choose to vote in 214 because this is where decisions on what our country becomes begin. Unfortunately, there are two classes we have now in America. In order to move forward, we have the poor, basically what I was saying was, now we have just two classes in America, the poor and the wealthy. And in order to move from poor to the middle class once more, Americans will need to remember what our flag represents and learn again how to stand up for the good of all people in the face of greed and self-interest. It stops with you and taking action. Now for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the article. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment and comment on a section, or like in our first article here, it's more of a summary regarding what the article's about. And it comes from the New York Times, and the article was written by Monica Garsky, Paul Kruger, and Marion Payton. And it's a story on Christine Padilla, who struck and killed a woman in a car accident. This article talks about the sentencing of Christine Padilla, who ran a red light and thus injuring a small child and killing a woman, both who were in a crosswalk. This situation is an example of what the government calls driver fatigue, which we've talked about in past shows. And in my opinion, it's easy to take for granted the ease and use of a vehicle. Many folks drive so regularly that driving becomes second nature. Yet, as mentioned before, each time behind the wheel is indeed a new drive, and nothing is guaranteed to be the same. Being in a hurry, being too tired, or being inattentive can bring unexpected events, such as this car accident. All of a sudden, you become the person in the middle of the controversy, and your life and those impacted is changed. Then those things that seem so all-important look so immaterial, but there is no way of reversing the decision. Therefore, drive diligently, realizing most tragedies are only 1 second away. Hopefully, disasters such as this case can be avoided. There is nothing like reality to refocus one's priorities, quote. Padilla told police, I'm sorry, I'm sleep deprived, and I just looked up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's red. And then, oh my God, she's right there. On Friday, more than 4 months after the tragic crash, Padilla appeared in a standing room only courtroom for sentencing, end quote. You know, our lives today are filled with choices and priorities, and in my opinion, there is too little time for the care of our personal lives and too much time for corporate priorities. I thought the First Lady, Michelle Obama's decision to put her family first with her daughter's birthday this week demonstrate what Americans, in fact, most Americans, will need to do in order to restore our country to a balanced work and family life. From my perspective, the poor pay a very high price for it because of being stretched financially and trying to make those ends meet. Let's hope more of us think about what we value and take the time to rest, unlike in Christine Petilla's case, or get other basic needs that allow people to make good decisions for themselves, family, and country. This indeed is a hard way to learn what's really important. Our second personal injury in the news this week is from WRAL.com, and the title of the article is Georgia Jazz Musician Ben Tucker Killed in Car Crash, and it's by Russ Bynum of the Associated Press. Quote, police say a Savannah jazz musician who played with some of the biggest names in the business has been killed in a car accident. Savannah Chapman Metropolitan Police spokesman Jillian Miller says 82-year-old Ben Tucker was killed Tuesday morning when the golf cart he was riding in was hit by a car on Hutchinson Island. Tucker performed with stars from Quincy Jones to Peggy Lee before settled in the 1970s. In Savannah. The Savannah Morning News reported he was also a former owner of WSOKAM and WLVHFM. Miller says 52-year-old Robert William Martin of Spicewood, Texas, is charged with racing, vehicular homicide, and reckless driving. It is unclear if Martin has been booked into the county jail or has an attorney. The crash remains under investigation. End quote. This is such a story that's so hard to believe because sometimes we forget that an accident, as long as there are cars around and they're on the road, they're driving, anything can happen, whether you're in a golf cart, a pedestrian on the street, a motorcycle, I mean walking, I mean riding a bike, the list is endless. And so, I don't know, sometimes we want to have fun and enjoy our lives, but sometimes we have to realize that car is not a toy. It really isn't a toy. And when we get used to it and get comfortable with it and become brave and decide that we're going to take chances, we're not just taking chances with our own lives. In many cases, we're taking chances with other people's lives. So, in this case, fortunately, he's a legend and his music will live on. So, yet the driver will have to pay for, you know, his behavior that day. Sometimes, our brother's actions propels our life in a direction that cannot be foreseen, and that's how it was in this case. Our lives are not lived in a bubble. What each of us does matters. Take time, choose wisely, use a little common sense, and realize that car is a tool. Maybe if you're on the racetrack, it's time to race, but if you're just on a normal everyday street or near a golf course, in this case, you know, you just might want to use a little bit more caution. Now for our commentary on you and using music for comfort after a car accident. Listening to music is such a personal decision. One's taste and moods play an important role in the decision making. One's moods typically require different tempos or genres. This is also what is found to determine how soothing, empowering, informative, or just plain old fun your experience becomes. While hearing music, notice emotions and state of mind. What does the melody mean? What do the lyrics say? Are past enjoyable memories coming up, thinking about people, places, or past incidents? Is this a pleasant state? By becoming adventurous and expanding your music horizon, so to speak, there may be new sides of you unexplored, yet common enough with your life experiences that you can still enjoy it. What a great way to give your mind and body an escape from pain, suffering, or just a change in your daily routine. Perhaps you reflect back on the things you could do before injured, and perhaps you could dream about being able to do those things again in the same form or the same way or perhaps differently. The bottom line is, does it bring comfort to your soul? Did you find that special place that can bring peace and harmony into a place of injury? No two people may experience music in the same way, or even for the same reasons, yet there may be a common ground in its experiences. Music is a gift to be treasured, and now it's offering more by allowing some relief from sickness or injury from a car accident. May you find the music that moves you. Here today on the show, on Pandora Radio, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, or just in your own list of music. Our first article on music comes to you from my blog, which is estras.blogspot.com, and the title of the article is Music to Soothe Soul, and it was written about disability counter-surveillance. So it's basically making the point to relax to music instead of getting irritated as harassers jump in front of you when you're driving, and, you know, they can do a lot of kind of things to terrorize you, which I personally believe is abuse. But I'm going to go ahead and go into the article. Quote, "Music to the soul provides relief from harassment, intimidation, and daily stresses. It's a relatively cheap escape and provides time to dream, romanticize, and takes your mind any place it wants to go. Furthermore, it's nice to renew your spirits, listen to new and old songs, explore different genres, or expand your horizon. Harassment and intimidation should not be a major focus in your life. You are important. Abuse by bullies will keep you down if that's all you do. A more rewarding idea is to become an advocate of change for ERISA reform so insurance companies and self-insured employers can no longer intimidate insured. It's just a better use of time. But right now, listen to music and chill. Meditate on where to go from here and where you've come from. Think how to improve your life over a light, relaxing song or a very energetic one. Use music to soothe your soul. You want to sing, dance, smile, if only in your mind. Be adventurous, creative, and let your essence flow to new places. So may you find the melody in your soul that makes you want to get your groove on." End quote. Choose to overcome the obstacles. Look for ways to continue on in difficult circumstances. As the saying goes, this too shall pass. And in my opinion, music is a great way to restore your balance. I just think it's a great thing. I think music can help in so many different ways. And I was very glad to see that there's many articles and a lot of research actually going on right now to explore how music helps people with chronic pain or cancers, and just a lot of great things are going on. So we should say thank you for those who are taking the time to do research to make all of our lives a bit better. Now on to our article about Pandora.com. It's an internet radio, and in my opinion, it's a great place if you're looking to venture out into new genres or hear about different musicians and be adventurous and find new songs that you want to add to your list. They have a service that is also paid and non-paid, and basically what you do is you go out and you just set up, log in, and set up an account, and then you select which artist that you like to listen to, and you select each artist has their own quote-unquote station, and you select that artist, and when you listen to that station, the majority of the songs on that station are of that artist, but they will also play other ones in. If it's a free subscription, you might have an advertisement in there too, and if it's you pay a minimal fee, there are no advertisements in that subscription, but both of them work very well. I've done them both ways and have found them satisfactory. The thing I like about it is it gives you the opportunity to really explore different types of music from different artists. And you can also just begin to learn a little bit more about what your tastes are in music. So it's just great. You can stay on there as long as you like. It plays as long as you have time to listen. And I think it's just a great way to start to get a feel for what you can use music for and how it impacts you. And if you can find that match for you on maybe decreasing your pain levels or just resting from a maybe exhausting day, or just maybe you're in a great mood and you just want to enjoy the music. So Pandora.com is a great place to actually go and start out if you don't have anyone selected. And let's see what it says about here. I'll read you a little bit from Wikipedia. It says, a station is set up by specifying an artist or song or a combination of multiple items of any kind in a single station. Listeners can tune in to pre-made genre stations, others use their stations, or even create their own stations based on their musical interests. Each track played can be responded to with a favorable thumbs up or an unfavorable thumbs down button, which determines if it should be played and how much should be similarly classified songs be played in the station. A second negative response to the same artist will ban that artist from the selected station unless the user has marked the artist positively on another occasion or if that artist is listed under the station's variety. No response is applicable to musical attributes or to albums. An unfavorable response immediately stops play of the track. Clicking the thumbs down too many times in a row will result in a short span of skips. Pandora also utilizes short advertisements between every couple songs. In addition, a menu is provided with the choices, I'm tired of this song, why was this song selected, move to another station, new station, or bookmark. A buy button is also at the top of each song block. From there, the listeners can click on the link to buy the song from iTunes or Amazon. There's a setting in each member's account regarding whether the user wants songs with explicit lyrics to be played. So it goes on and on. It gives you a lot of detail. So I personally believe that going out, taking a look at Pandora's box will actually provide you with a lot more satisfaction. It's not difficult to use. It's really easy. It's really user-friendly. So go out there and take a look at it. Personally, I enjoy listening to Pandora. I've been doing it for a long time. You can listen to it from your laptop or your smartphone. And like I said, you can do it with free, or you can have it free with a few commercials, or a small fee without commercials. But yes, it's worth checking out. Either way, it's an enjoyable experience from my perspective. So I hope it is from yours too. But either way, let me know. It'd be nice to hear from you and see how it turned out for you. And also your experience with music and your pain or sickness. And if it helped, I think that would be great to know. So you can actually just tweet me at Estra's Radio Show. You can like me on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook, or you can just send me a note at estrasradioshow@blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for joining in on the broadcast today. Let your mind, your body, and your soul ingest the magic of music, hopefully reducing the pain, suffering, or just adding enjoyment to your life. Be adventurous and explore different types. You might be surprised on how far your taste can grow. I hope you feel better, and I hope you find useful ways to enjoy the music. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Force M, Instrumental Phase, Untitled Instrumental, Profiority Instrumental, Ajong, Banguru, Masim Man, Explorer, Florida Studios 8, Fairy Tale Instrumental, Show in Japan, Crazy Man Instrumental, Cam 99.7, Instrumental, Well Music, and Ace Cannon for the music, along with the articles, which made our time more interesting. And we didn't get to all the articles out there, so you can go out to our Facebook of Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips and actually click on those articles. for additional information. You and Fatherhood After Car Accident is our next week's show. So stop by. Remember, Father's Day is next Sunday. And make sure that you remember that the most important part of letting your father know that you care, if he's still here, is to actually just spend some time with him. That's more important than anything, because time is a commodity that, remember, none of us can actually get back. So tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Users Estra's Blog every Wednesday for videos. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.